Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's jazz call on Tuesday the 14th of September. We have Evan Leibovich, Elaine Pries, Carlos Aguirre, Eric Brunner-Williams, Andrew Mack, Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Alex Gakuru, Rafik Damak, and we are not able to get hold of Boudouin Chambé. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Evan.
I'm sorry, did you say Jenny is with us or sent regrets?
Sorry?
Did you say that Tijani is with us or sent
regrets? No, Tijani sends regrets. He's not with us.
Okay. Okay, then. Well, thank you and welcome to another one of our twice-weekly meetings on the jazz issue. It looks like we're starting to come to some resolution of most of these. So what I would like to do is draw your attention to the document that Avery has been working on and sent out within the last little while. It is up in Adobe Connect. And so what I'd like to do is take another run through to make sure that people are comfortable with it. We'll go through it bit by bit. There is one other matter that I would like to try and discuss first, and that is to try and get a general feel from the rest of this committee about the issue that Andrew's been raising about bundling. And there's been a discussion on the mailing list about whether this is in or out of scope, and I would like just to get some kind of guidance from the rest of the group on whether or not that is the case. So what I'd like to do is, Tijani is on Adobe Connect, but not with us in the group. So what I'm asking for is to get a feel from the people that are in on the call right now to try and get an idea of whether or not you believe that the issue of bundling as it has been most recently proposed is within the scope of this group. And specifically, although Andrew, I'll let you speak to the details if you wish, the general idea put forward is a proposal that would reduce the cost of adding additional strings in IDNs for an applicant as part of reducing the overall cost. But this would be available to everyone, not just for disadvantaged applicants. And that, I guess, is the sticking point. The original point behind having this committee was determining ways of reducing costs for people from applicants from developing economies or from smaller communities that couldn't otherwise afford to do so. And there has been an issue on the mailing list of whether or not a proposal that proposes to reduce prices for everybody is within the scope of this. So I'd like to go around the people that are involved in the meeting right now and get a feel for what you each think. So since I can see on MeetingView who's connected, I'm going to go to everybody one by one. Is Carlos on the? Carlos, you're on the line. Could I just get your feel for your opinion on this?
Yes. Hi, Ivan. I saw that the mail sent by Avery yesterday and updated today. I like the work made by Avery. I think it's needed to define the some words in the text, but on the other side, the work made by Avery, the complete document, is for me very, very good. I don't know if the other people think the same, but for me, it's good, the excerpt made by Avery.
Can I ask? but specifically is on the issue of bundling, as has been put forward by Richard and Andrew. So, do you have opinions on whether that particular issue is within the scope of this group?
I don't understand, please. Can you repeat?
It's unclear, Evan. Who are you directing that to?
To Carlos. I wanted to get your opinion, Carlos, on whether or not the that particular issue is within the scope of this group, the bundling issue. Put forward by Richard and Andrew.
I'm not sure, but I think yes. I think the board give us the possibility to think of and to say our thinking in this issue. For that reason, I think is in our scope. This statement. I think it's yes. The response.
Okay. Thank you. Alex is or is not with us in the call. Okay.
I believe there were regrets from him.
Yeah. Okay. Elaine, what's your point of view?
I've stated several times in emails and on calls that I do not believe that bundling is a part of what we should be recommending for our applicants. The board resolution 20 says that whereas numerous stakeholders have expressed concern about the cost of applying for new GTLDs and suggested these costs might hinder applicants requiring assistance, especially those from developing countries. And so in my mind, that means that we should not be suggesting lowering any fees for groups outside of those that meet our requirements for support.
Okay, thank you. Eric?
I agree with Elaine.
Okay. Andrew, I guess I know where you're coming from. Alan?
I agree also. If the board or whoever wants to say, hey, that's a marvelous idea, we should do it for everyone, that's their prerogative. I mean, if we lowered the overall fee for applying to zero, it would help disadvantaged countries, disadvantaged applicants, but that's not our mandate.
Okay. I can't tell from Verizon. Is Baudouin on the call or not?
No, I've spoken with both him and to Johnny today, though. Oh, Baudouin, are you on the call?
Oh, is Tijani here?
No, he said he's supposed to be.
I'm calling in from Vilnius, or I'm on Skype, actually, from Vilnius, and I've spoken with both of them today.
Okay.
And, I mean, I also, with Rafiq, I mean, so Johnny definitely thinks that we're within scope. I think that Baudouin does as well, and I think that Rafiq is kind of on the fence about it, to be very honest. But I think if there's enough interest, my argument is not that, you know, I, what people are saying about being in and out of scope. My argument is as follows. If we've already spent this much time and effort on it, and we think that the idea has some merit, why not let it go forward? If it chooses to reject it, that's absolutely their prerogative. It won't hurt won't hurt us in any way. We've already put in a tremendous amount of time and effort, and there are a significant number of people on the call. Alex has written in about this as well. I'm sorry that they're not on this call now, but there's a number of people who believe that it is in scope.
Okay. I mean, my personal view is if we add in things that were beyond our mandate, that it actually could hurt some of the other elements of what we've got in there. Okay, so we do not have consensus on whether or not this is within scope. What I'm going to suggest, and we will pump this issue to Friday when more people will be on the call, but I'm going to suggest that this be included in the document, but as an appendix as opposed to within the core recommendation, because it really is not in the same vein as something of we've been determining in terms of here's the criteria under which somebody qualifies for special consideration. Mm-hmm. Here is the special consideration. The bundling thing is neither of those. So if there is at least some general support on this group to have it in, I'm okay with it, but I'm going to suggest that it be put in as an appendix as opposed to part of the core document.
That's okay with me.
Okay. All right. Now, does anybody have... Okay, Alan, your hand is up.
Yes. Maybe I'm getting a bit confused, and when we keep on making statements, but this is within scope, it would be useful if we actually say what we're talking about. Is there anyone who believes that bundling multiple IDNs for a lower price for disadvantaged applicants, based the ones fulfilling our definition, is a good thing? Is there anything who does not agree on that? Hello?
Yeah. Oh, no,
I'm not sure I understand.
The question is,
Alan, I'm not sure we understood the question.
Okay, the people on who have answered on this call have said that they do not believe asking for lower prices bundling for everybody is within scope. But my understanding was pretty much everyone felt that restricting it to just the applicants that meet our criteria was within scope. Am I incorrect on this? Is that a wrong assumption?
I think you're correct, Alan.
Okay. Then why don't we make a recommendation that, for our applicants, like the rest of the things, we advocate some form of bundling of lower pricing for multiple IDNs, and we can note, if we wish, that some members of the group feel, in fact, this should be extended to all applicants, and simply call it like it is. I think we have consensus that it would be a good thing for the applicants that we're looking at, and there is a varied view on whether it is something that we should be asking for in general. If that is indeed the case, if I'm not mistaken, then we can simply say that. And we don't have to sideline the application, the use for our applicants, because we can't get unanimity on the second half.
Okay. Would either Alan or Andrew like to suggest a little bit of wording that we could put in there that would just fine-tune it to say exactly that?
Sure. I could work on that.
Okay. I mean, we're not talking about something major. Basically, just something small that essentially encompasses what Alan just said, in the sense that we believe that this would be a good thing for disadvantaged applicants. The suggestion has been made that this be presented for all applicants. However, that general level of application is beyond the scope.
Or is there no unanimity? Let's not mention whether it's scope or not.
Let's leave scope out of it. I think I agree. I think let's leave scope out of it. And I think what you're saying is there's unanimity around that it's good for the disadvantaged applicants, and there were different arguments and not unanimity about its broader extension to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's broader...
Am I understanding you correctly?
It's broader application to everyone will help spread the use of IDN, which is a good thing for the community we're looking at, but it doesn't specifically
right.
help our applicants. So I think it's worth mentioning, but and then we have a strong statement for our applicants. They can decide, you know, more globally whether it's applicable or not. I mean, we don't have access to the models of assuming there are any, of how many strings are going to be applied for by VeriSign in 12 IDNs, or as an example. You know, giving that price cut may, in fact, change the whole pricing model if it's done to the non-disadvantaged applicants. We don't have to pass judgment on it. We can simply suggest that it might be a good thing to.
Okay. Okay, Eric, you had your hand up. First off, Eric, are you okay with that suggestion?
Actually, I wanted to speak to the very issue that was raised by the previous speaker, which is the assertion that it is a good thing for scripts and for language communities if commercial entities are allowed to have a discounted price to enter the script markets.
Go ahead.
By the way, Eric, before you start, I wasn't suggesting we say that. It was just a comment on my part, which may or may not be wrong, but go ahead.
Well, you're making the case that it is a good thing, and I want to put a caveat to that, which is that if a script community is sufficiently small that it can only support one registry, that the effect of lowering the price for commercial applicants is allowing them to capture a monopoly in those script markets. And that's not a service to the language community. So merely making their script available, but making it available to a third-party investor, speculator, someone external to the language community who has readier access to capital, is actually contrary to the best interests of the language community. Thank you.
Interesting point.
Okay. Andrew, can I ask for your comments on that?
I don't think there's any desire to have a script community become not of any interest, but especially not of an outside interest. So, I mean, that aspect of it makes good sense to me. I run a company. I'm not allergic to the idea of the company, but I understand, I think, where Eric is coming from. I'm wondering whether there's not a more direct way to address that specific issue. I think I understand the example.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a matter, Andrew, of saying, okay, disadvantaged applicants can be given the ability to do this bundling, but isn't extended to everybody, then essentially we've addressed what you want to do, and we've addressed what Eric's concerns are. The moment we say we want it for everybody, then all of a sudden Eric's concerns come into play, and you have the possibility of VeriSign using this to try and swamp a market.
Right. I understand that's not the intent, right? But the intent is to bring people in, and that was from the very beginning the intent. And so I think if we include...
So
that was my intent for introducing it.
Okay, why don't we just leave it then to include it, Andrew, but to keep it within the scope of that we would want to include to offer the bundling for those applicants that meet our criteria of having a need, and then we will let somebody in some other form debate whether
or not. Well, hold on, but that's the thing. I mean, I think that we've spent a lot of time talking about this, and we've made a number of adjustments to the proposal. I think it wouldn't match with the conversations that we need to not include. I mean, I hear that there are people who believe that the majority opinion is that this should be very limited. I'm just wondering, the initial thing that you said to me is that we come up with language that says that this is something that we should include for our target community, and that there has been significant discussion about extending it out. And I'm comfortable with that if you are.
Okay. So
I think that reflects really where we are.
Okay. And so essentially we can say we have fairly complete consensus that this is a good idea for disadvantaged. We do not have consensus that it is should be applicable
mm-hmm.
for everyone. Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. So... All right, having beaten that one into the ground, then let's move on. Could you all go...
Evan, it's Alan.
Alan, go ahead.
Yeah. Just one postscript on what Eric said. There's a presumption in my mind which may not be valid, and maybe Carla can help, that if ICANN approves an application specifically in an IDN, and let's follow our current discussion through, and there are multiple IDNs that have been given a good price. The presumption is this goes along with a business plan which indicates they're really going to use it, and they're really going to market to that community. Is that a reasonable assumption? I mean, we wouldn't want a disadvantaged applicant in Africa to get 12 different scripts and then put 11 of them on the shelf and not even try to market them or not offer them. So can we assume that when things like business plans are reviewed, that there's some level of belief that these things are going to be used?
Alan, this is Carla. That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Then the concern that popped up is not relevant. Let's go on.
Okay. Eric, you get the last word, then we move on.
Sorry, I'm trying to lower my hand, but, Alan, the requirement is that the be delegated gear become operational, so warehousing is, as Carla said.
Well, delegated does not mean you actually try to do anything with it once it's in the route. But yes, I understand. I'm willing to take Carlo's statement at face value and go on.
Okay. All right. Having said and done that, then we will try and just a small amount of wording indicating the parts that have consensus, do not have consensus. We will find the appropriate places to put them in the document later. In the meantime, I draw your attention to the top of the document that is in Adobe Connect, which is the latest draft. Eric has indicated that it includes his most recent edits and comments. Carla, thank you tremendously for the fast work in turning this around after coming back from holiday. So we are essentially, what I'd like to do is go through this and see that we've got a consensus amongst the people here on this call of the wording that's in there. Okay, objectives, item 2.1, lines 2 through 7. I'm not going to read them out. You can read faster than I can say it. Does anyone have any comments, questions, or are we okay to move on? Give about 10 to 15 seconds if anybody has something to say. If not, we will move on. Everyone okay with 2.1? Okay. Item number 2.2, which is lines 8 through 3. Okay, is everybody okay with that? Okay, so 2 for 2. Okay, lines 25, so section number 3, the heading, so lines 25 to 27 are innocuous. Okay, 3.1, lines 28 to 47. This is getting into the heart of what we're doing. Okay, everybody is okay with 3.1? Okay, 3.2.
Sorry, Evan. I'm not at my computer. I can't put my hand up right now. The bullet starting at 36 is not particularly clear.
Okay.
mean, are we making a recommendation to decrement it by $12 or simply saying based on the previous rounds it should be lower?
Okay. Comments, anyone?
I'm just worried that a statement that's so vague right at the top of our document discourages or lowers the credibility of the whole thing.
Okay. We're going to have to make a note of that and come back to that one.
Okay, fine.
Well, Avery is trying to come in on Adobe Connect, can't come in on the voice part of the call, so I think she's at a disadvantage on the ability to actually talk to this. So staff, if you can make a note of this, please do put a little mark next to back to it. Oh, hold on. Avery has... Okay. Alan, could you type your question into Adobe Connect so that Avery...
Yeah, I thought I actually heard Avery's voice, but...
No, she's in on Adobe Connect, but not in the voice call. Could you type your question in? And while that's happening, Elaine, go.
So what I see on Adobe is the excerpt that we're possibly going to give to the board after this call. Is that correct?
Well, we're looking to get as much of this done as possible. I mean, if we can get whatever we can get consensus on can go to the board. Carla, what is the intention at this point for what's going to the board?
A summary. We have a standard format for the documents we submit to the board. So the goal is to have just a summary and what are the proposals and where the group stands on. That was the document sent you and Avery and the team before I went on vacation. And in addition to the document, there were some clarification questions.
Okay. So, all right. Avery is now looking at Alan's question. Does anybody else have any verbal comments on Alan's question?
Can you not hear me, Evan?
Yes.
Okay. My question is, this excerpt, which I think Avery indicated in her email, was what she intended to put forward to the board because the full paper isn't complete yet. And the excerpt itself, there are bits and pieces of, in this first part here, 3.1, bits and pieces of what was written in the full document, but some extended explanation that seem to have just made it into the excerpt that haven't been fully gone over in the document, which particularly lines 70 through
36. Typing really, really loudly. Somebody's got a really noisy keyboard. All right. So you're saying decrement the fee, but not saying how much to decrement it. So that's Alan's point. Avery is answering that we could not make a really substantive recommendation until we got more facts about what went into the pricing formula. So, should we make that clear in this bullet point? The amount to be decremented will be determined upon further study of the pricing structure. Alan, is that reasonable?
It would be slightly stronger. I've stated my point from the very beginning that I don't think that the argument we're making here is a valid one. because the prices from the earlier rounds was used as a sanity check, not as the derivation of the number. And therefore, I don't think it's a strong argument to begin with based on what we've been told of how the pricing was derived.
So you're
if people are determined to keep it in, yes, that would make it slightly stronger.
So you're suggesting the removal of 36 through 40?
Well, yes, but I'm not trying to go back to day one in this group and change the decisions that seem to be made, you know, by general consensus. I disagree with it, but I'm pointing out that if it's there, it should be a stronger, more definitive statement.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm typing some of this in for the benefit of Avery and anyone who's in Adobe Connect that's not in voice.
I'm just not the right one to reword something I think was ill-advised to begin with. So if someone else who believes in it wants to try to reword it, that I'm happy with that.
Okay. All right. Elaine, did I see your hand up about this, or have you said your piece?
I just typed that particular point did not have full support from the working group, and it was listed in the initial document as something that was put forward, but we hadn't reached consensus on.
Okay.
Then prefix it by there had been suggestions that, or something like that. I don't know.
Actually, okay, Carla, at the end of this point at line 40, just say this point did not have full consensus of the group.
Okay.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Okay. Can we move on to point 41? To lines 41 to 47. Is everybody okay with that? Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, gone. 3.2, lines 48 through... Okay, lines. So I don't know if this actually is a single one that goes through multiple pages, so let's tackle it one bit at a time. The first bullet point, which takes us to, sorry, I'm not scrolling very well on here, line 61. So lines 48 to 61. Any comments on this? Is everybody okay with it? Okay. All right, moving on. The wording of the next...
Yeah, Elaine, I do have a question here.
Go ahead.
Line 60, it says that funding would be distributed without regard to geographic location, but with a priority given to linguistic community applicants applying for IDN strings. Is it correct that we've all agreed on that?
I don't believe we did. I believe we had that. Go ahead. Yeah, I was just saying, I think we had significant discussions on whether we should give priority to X or to Y, and I thought the final consensus was we should not give priority to any particular subgroup of the group we're looking at.
That's my understanding also.
Now I'm confused. Did we? I recall us deciding that we were going to not favor any geographic group. did we give up on the idea of targeting entirely?
Well, elsewhere in the document, we're talking about what are the criteria. But it's saying we're actually making another comment about the criteria. I guess that's out of place. Okay, so do we just take out 59 to 61, everything after that comma? Actually, we should take out that entire sentence starting at 58.
I think being silent on it is probably the best move at this point.
Okay, so right, I'm not hearing any dissent to the removal of the sentence from line 58 to 61. Okay.
Sorry, Evan, could you repeat that? We're removing
The sentence from line 58 to 61.
The sentence starting additionally, comma.
Okay, got it.
I'm just waiting to hear back from Aubrey if she's getting any comment on that. Okay, is this something also perhaps, Carla, that you could redline so that when we come back on Friday with the larger group that we can just nail this one down?
You mean reconfirm the changes that we're making today?
Yeah, basically, like, put this one in square brackets or something like that so that we can revisit it on Friday when we've got the IGF people in on the call.
Okay.
Evan, this is the second or third reference you've made to the Friday call. Is that actually scheduled?
I believe so. I thought based on the doodle that happened that there was a clear preference on Friday.
I don't deny that, but it's not on the GNSO calendar, and I don't think there was ever a notice going out saying it's scheduled.
That's correct. Gisela asked me today to confirm with Evan and the group that we are having the call on Friday, you know, at the time that was specified, which I think was 20 UTC.
Elaine, go ahead. Elaine, you have your hand up. You on mute?
I'm sorry. Yeah, so my concern or my question that what we're looking at right now is an excerpt of the document that Aubrey stated in her email Sunday. She wanted to send that to the board and the charting organizations on Wednesday, and then we would go back to finish the final report. So what we're looking at right now is what the board will see as the first look at a report, correct?
As a snapshot, yes.
So we need to be very careful not to put in anything that we're going to be working on Friday that we haven't achieved consensus on. If the stating line and where is it?
Okay. No, Elaine, your point is good. So what I'm going to suggest, Carla, let's take the sentence from 58 to 61, put it in square brackets for our further discussion, but take it out of the version that goes to the board. Elaine, is that okay with you?
Yes. If you're going to say that in line 26 that we've reached consensus on the following recommendations, I shouldn't be including things we're still discussing without making a note of it.
Do we want to put something here that says, you know, additional, no. Okay, let's just take this one out, and Carla, if you could just sort of redline it for our discussion at the next meeting.
Yeah, I have that. So even the deadline for the document for the board was yesterday. I could send something still today, but on Friday, not going to be possible.
Oh, all right. If that's the case, then, folks, we have not very much time to get through the rest of this. And so our goal right now is to find out what everyone is comfortable with that we are okay sending to the board. We are going to take out lines 58 to 61. We're going to leave it in the document that we will continue to debate, but it will not go in the version that goes to the board. Is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
So the stuff I'm going to can get you that by the end of the day today, is that okay?
Okay.
Good.
All right. Okay, Elaine, go ahead.
So that's the issue of what Andrew is might be working on, the language to be included here. And I really don't think we've reached any sort of consensus on the bundling concept, so I don't think that should be included in this initial snapshot that's sent to the board today or tomorrow.
I thought we were saying that we had consensus for for deserving applicants, but we're split on the issue of applying it to all. Is that not accurate?
That's what I have written down.
Elaine, is that not accurate? Elaine?
Well, I think Evan is the chair, or Aubrey is the chair. It's your job to determine a consensus, but from my perspective, there's been a pretty loud vocal opposition to the concept.
Of applying it to deserving applicants? I thought we had consensus that it was okay to offer the bundling to those that met our criteria of need. I thought we had consensus on that.
Well, that part's okay with me, but I hadn't heard that call for...
No, I thought we had an agreement that we had consensus that the bundling idea was a good that we had general consensus that the bundling was okay for deserving applicants that met the criteria of need. There was a disagreement on whether or not that should be offered to everybody. Is that not
That's
accurate?
Correct.
Elaine, is that not accurate?
That sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. We got 10 minutes in the call and still a good chunk of the document to do. All right. Going to line 62 to 60. Everybody okay with this? To 62 to 66. Put more logical groupings around this.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to go faster, so there'll be less time. You've got like 10 seconds or less to, if you've got an objection, state it quick. Okay, line 67 to 83. And we've all seen this stuff before. Is everybody okay with this?
By the way, Avery did put a sentence on the chat, which I think applied to the first bullet, the distribution of ICANN funds.
Okay. We've still got an awful lot of documents to go through, and we can revisit that.
Okay, Guts, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
There's a question asked by Avery on the text in section 73 through 80. If we're at that point, I can answer that question.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, it's a voluntary.
So if you put the word on in the second line, if you say registrants to voluntarily contribute to.
Yep.
Okay, so that's on 74, add the word voluntary?
Between to and contribute.
Yes. Okay, Carla, do you have that?
Comment.
No, I do not. Could you please repeat the line and the change
name? Line 74.
Yes.
To to contribute becomes to voluntarily contribute.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, any other comments down to the bottom of 83?
Elaine has her hand up.
Okay, Elaine, go ahead.
Thanks. I understand the concept here, but I have a very hard time reading this. Could we possibly break it up into several small sentences? I think we have a lot of different ideas all made into one sentence.
Well, we're running a little short of time on this meeting. We've got 5 minutes left in the rest of the document to go through. I mean, if you've got some ideas of how to clarify this, I mean, it's clumsy, but it's not inaccurate. Obviously, this is a snapshot that is going to take more work before it comes in its final form. We can wordsmith it, but we are running really short on time. Do you have some specific wording to suggest?
Yeah, I think it just should be broken into smaller sentences.
Okay. Can I ask you to submit to Carla how you would do that?
Sure.
Okay. So, offline, Elaine is going to send to Carla some suggested wording that does not change the intent of this paragraph, but simply breaks it down into smaller sentences and makes it a little clearer to read. Is that okay? All right, moving on. Point 3.3. Okay, line. Okay, so we are now on lines 84 to 95. Okay, Avery's made a comment. She's not sure on how much support there was for the paragraph in line 91 to 95. Is it okay if we state clearly there was no consensus but some support? Okay, Eric, go ahead.
I prefer to strike it. Thank you.
I agree.
What's the feel of the rest of the call?
What question again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Eric and Elaine have made the point to strike lines 91 to 95. It's an exemption based on an exemption from vertical integration rules.
Should they exist?
Alan, Andrew, Carlos, what's your take?
I have no problem. I do have another question though, related to.
Let's get to one thing. Right now, I got on the floor. Do we get rid of 91 to 95? Andrew, are you okay with getting rid of it, Andrew?
Yes.
Alan,
my preference is to keep it, but I can live with getting rid of it.
Carlo, put it into angle brackets. We will come back to it at future meetings, but for the snapshot going to the board, it comes out.
Okay, thank you.
Carlos, do you have a point on this?
I don't know. It's complicated, the response. So, I have no opinion about this.
Okay. So Carla, what we're going to do is we're going to remove 91 from 95 in the version going to the board. In the version that we will come back to later in future meetings, just put angle brackets around it and we will revisit to see if we can nail that down, but it will not be going in the version to the board.
I made the note. Thank you.
Is everybody okay? Everybody's okay with that? Moving on to 3.4. So we are on line 96 to, I believe it's 1, no, 1, okay, to 119. So 3.4. Okay, so this goes into Okay, so we've got some things. On line 97, do we care about either the word main or the word soul?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm not sure this time. I understand why those are there, but I don't think that they're the right words. We've established that as our initial priority, right? That's the first past the post kind of thing. But there are other criteria that we have down. For example, that we've mentioned that people have a viable business, viable sustainability plan, things like that. That wouldn't make this make sense.
Okay, so the word there is main, and we take out soul.
Soul is the primary, something like that. Yeah, fine. It's really the first priority.
Okay, so do we take out main and soul and replace that with primary? Is that okay with everyone? Okay, I here see a check from Andrew. Elaine said she's okay. Does anyone have a problem with the word primary there?
Nope.
Okay. The other italicized, red line edits on line 98 seem minor.
Yep,
okay,
they are.
From line 101 to 102, we have a bracketed or other need. Does that stay or go from the version going to the board?
Since it's primary, we don't have a single one, so we can now leave this to be plural. So the or other needs could remain.
Okay. Once financial or other needs have been established. We're okay with that? Okay, so the wording of 101 to 102 will go to once financial or other needs have been established. Is there any dissent with that wording? Okay, moving on. So we are now on point. All right. You are now on point 3.5. Okay. We have a change in capitalization. Are there any comments or proposed changes to 3.5? Now, on line 131, we have the bracketed word community. Do we really need to put that in there? Elaine, go ahead.
Yeah, Evan, I think you picked the part here. We haven't discussed line in particular, the one I'm concerned about, 113 through 116. And my point would be to remove the bracketed version for this excerpt that's going to the board.
Okay.
Say it again.
All right. So Elaine's proposing that the bracketed material in 113 to 115 be removed from the version going to the board. Is there any objection to taking that out in the version going to the board?
I'm just curious why.
Elaine?
To me, that statement indicates that a brand or group that doesn't have financial need but is in the market where, or, yeah, that's in a market where there's not a wide enough support for making a profit. So to me, it muddies the criteria that we're putting.
I'm personally not sure I would agree. Eric, go ahead.
I'm in favor of removing 113 through 115. The mention of brands assumes something that's not in evidence, which is a single user thing. And if there's if you read this so that the contrapositive is present, then we're basically allowing brands that are in small markets to seek the money that we're trying to give to deserving communities. And that's not what we should be doing. Thank you.
It's Alan. I agree with Eric to remove those three lines.
Andrew?
I'm not sure. Reasons that Johnny has mentioned in multiple emails that he believes fairly strongly, and I think he may be right that there are private, you know, there are private entities that probably would qualify under normal circumstances for this in some markets. And I don't know.
Remember, Andrew.
Perhaps I'm misreading this.
Removing that line, that bullet does not preclude private enterprise from getting these applicants. We're using a double negative there.
Okay.
We're saying don't fund brands except for those who are in bad markets.
And remember, we've already laid down the primary criteria of need. So before it even gets to this, we've gone through a litmus test of need.
Sorry, Ivan, Carlos, I want to say something.
Go
ahead. Yes, I think the first in the first bullet, brands, groups that should be self-supporting companies is complete. For me, it's the text that is needed in this point, not the other text in the brackets. For me, it's complete the first part. We can't not to fix the each case or exceptions. Is my point of view. Sorry.
Okay, Alan.
That goes counter to what Andrew has said to Jani has been saying, and I'm not sure we want to take that decision. If some people disagree, then we leave it out of this version and redline it for the for future discussion.
And that's exactly the point. We have to come to a consensus of what can go up the door today. And so we can put this back on the table, but for right now, we're trying to come up with what we have consensus on now, and 113 to 115 does not. And I agree with Alan that the double negative wording is kind of clumsy. So we have an exception, and then we have an exception to the exception.
If you want consensus on this call, the three lines disappear, and we're silent on it.
Okay. Carla, take them out on the version going to the board, redline them in the version that we'll be talking about in future meetings.
Okay, so just to make sure that I got that right, Evan, from 113 to 115, take out everything that is in italic under brackets, remove for the board report, but will still be discussed by the working group.
No, not just italics. Take out the entire bullet point.
The entire bullet point. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and redline it in the version that we will be dealing with on our own later.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments on 3.4? Going once. Going twice. Okay, 3.5, starting at line 20. Okay, there's a capitalization that Avery has done. Okay, back to line 130. I don't think we need the word community in there. It's in brackets. I don't think it's necessary. And there's been a couple of changes, changing money, revenue.
Evan, the brackets are indicating that that Avery made put it in italics.
Okay. What is the view of the word having community in there in 130? I don't think it's necessary.
Well, I believe by putting in italics, the sentence is saying the receipt of some government support should not disqualify a community applicant, but it might disqualify other kinds of applicants.
Exactly. What's the feel of this group? Do we have consensus on limiting this to community applicants? That it's okay for a community applicant to get government money, but not okay for a commercial body to get a government subsidy to do something. Andrew?
In many, many countries, companies that might qualify with some, I can see instances where in which this would be very limiting. I don't know what other people think. Some government ownership, would it preclude that?
My personal view is I would take out the word community here and not necessarily constrain it. Alan?
I agree. The reality, as Andrew says, in many countries is their government hands are everywhere. Almost impossible, and that's true in many non-disadvantaged countries as well. Everyone gets subsidies of some form.
We have consensus to remove the word community from line 130.
Certainly on this call we do.
Yes.
Okay. All right, lines 132, 133, there's been some minor changes. They don't look substantive. Okay, is everybody okay with the wording in the brackets on 133? Okay, going once, going twice. All right, we are on to 3.6. Okay, that's just capitalization. That looks non-threatening.
I'm sorry, Evan, this is Carla again. So was the direction to remove the word community for the board?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we are now on 3.6. 3.6 appears to be non-controversial. Any complaints or comments?
Evan, going back to the 133 area, can someone read to me what it's supposed to be saying? Because when I read the words on the page, it doesn't parse. In cases where supported GTLDs make revenue significantly above and beyond the level support received through this process, costs, recipients would receive to...
I think it should be above costs.
Say that again?
I think it should be revenues and costs. So where they make revenues significantly above costs or significantly above and beyond costs.
Ah, got it. Okay, that's why it was in brackets. So take out the phrase, the level support received through this process, put in costs. So there's two choices within the square brackets. What's the preference here?
Okay, now I see. Okay.
Thanks for catching that.
Got it. Yes, cost is better.
Okay, any dissent on using the term cost? So it'll be significantly above and beyond costs. Going once, going twice. Good catch, thank you. Okay, on to 3.7, starting at line 141. This is the bundling proposal. Okay, now, we have a wording change that we talked about at the beginning of this phone call that will replace the wording from 143 to 146. If I recall correctly, that wording essentially says there was consensus within this group to provide such support for qualified applicants. The group has not achieved consensus on whether this should be recommended for all applicants. Is that in keeping with our conversation so far?
Yep.
It is. The okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Andrew and Elaine, are you both okay with that? Andrew first, go ahead.
Sure. We have a table below that is that talks about the level of discounts. I think that may make sense to put in. What's the consensus of the group?
Well, okay, I'm on one thing first. Right now, I'm on a change of lines 143 to 146 to the statement that we had earlier in this phone call. That's what I've got on the floor right now, making sure everyone's comfortable with. That we achieve consensus on offering this support to qualified candidates under this program. There was not consensus on the desire of this group to recommend recommend the program for all applicants.
Evan, can we just go with the first part of your sentence and leave off the we've not reached consensus that this should be proposed for
I don't agree with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Evan,
Evan,
I don't think what you're proposing goes with the words that follow.
Well, we're going to have to wordsmith this a little bit as we go forward, because we have to make it clear to the readers of this that we had consensus on a bundling proposal for qualified applicants, not that there have been suggestions, but no consensus that this be extended to all TLD applicants. Not accurate with what we were saying earlier on the call. So what I'm trying to do right now is to put in wording that makes it clear to the reader that we are recommending the bundling program for qualified applicants according to this program.
Okay, but I think that's what option B is saying right now.
Okay.
Assuming 3.4 is our criteria for support.
I thought we already agreed on language on this, or the gist of it.
Essentially, what's happening is if we have achieved consensus to agree on option B, it has been recommended, but we have achieved no consensus on option A.
Okay, I see what Andrew is saying. Option A is saying there's a discount structure for multiple scripts. Option B says they're all the same. They're all the same application. One price gets you all.
Yeah, they're very different things. Option A, the way I understood it, we had originally talked about bundling, and then through the work that we sat down with Richard and did, we moved that recommendation to just be discounted, the discount for any number of applications. Now, if we want to go back to bundling, that's fine. I think that was the initial proposal.
Okay. The problem Evan is having is option B says it's only for disadvantaged applicants, those who meet 3.4.
Correct.
Understand.
Option A makes no such restriction.
Correct.
And he's trying to apply an overall restriction. Now, if an applicant meets in option B and put that in the preamble, I think that addresses what we want.
Well, that's what I was trying to do at the very beginning.
No, I understand, but Evan, I'm saying you have to also remove it from option B so it applies to A and B.
Well,
as it reads right now, it would not apply.
No, agreed. So what I was trying to do was craft a note that indicated where we had consensus and where we did not in the note from 143 to 146, and then tune the subsequent wording accordingly. Hadn't got there yet. Okay. So from 143 to 146, just saying, for the following program, there has been consensus there has been consensus to apply the following program to applicants that meet the criteria in 3.4. It has been put forward, but there is no consensus yet on the offering of this program to all applicants. We put that in the note here, and then we'll fine-tune the rest to allow. Is everybody
okay
with that?
That's it. That seems reasonable.
Alan?
Yep.
Elaine?
Give me a second to think about this.
Eric?
The problem with saying that there's been no consensus reached yet that this program should be put forward to all applicants, to me, indicates that somewhere in our paper or in our thinking, we're offering these suggestions for support or discounts to all applicants. where, again, I think that's outside of what Resolution 20 asks us to do, which is to find support for disadvantaged applicants.
Elaine, it is accurate to state that there is significant support but not full consensus for that position. All it has to do is accurately reflect this group.
There is support, not necessarily significant support based on the use of that terminology.
Okay. But Elaine, what I'm trying to get at is that there is significant support within this group for putting forward all applicants. We have not achieved consensus. It is accurate to state that. There are significant people in the group that believe it is within scope. We have not achieved consensus on that. Is that not accurate? Okay. So, Carla, could you read back what you have as the wording for 143 to 146?
What I have is that there has been consensus to apply the following program to applicants that meet criteria 3.4, but there is no full consensus yet to offer this program to all applicants.
Okay, I would modify that a little bit in the latter part in saying there is support but no consensus to apply this program to all applicants.
Okay.
Did we move from significant support to just support there?
Right.
That's okay.
Good point.
You just mentioned it. These are good words.
Okay. We don't even have all the people on this call. Taking a head count of how significant the support is right now doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
Okay. So what I'd like to do now is go through the wording from line 148 forward and just make sure that this makes sense given what has just been said. Okay. Okay. So... yeah, so the paragraph in 148 to 154 seems very clumsy because it's saying, okay, there's one proposal that is for need and one that is not for need, which we've just covered in the note. Okay, so... all right, I'm going to suggest taking out lines 150 to 154. So based on recommendations within the group and from comments, there was no consensus but two proposals for bundling to support minority language applicants. We take out 150 to 154 and we go right into the two options. The two options talk about process, not about who qualifies. That reasonable to everybody?
Evan, this is Carla. I'm sorry. As I make the edits, the lines get a little bit changed. So do you want me to take out the whole sentence that is starts with based on recommendations?
No. That sentence in with the following one starting with in one opinion to the end of the paragraph and remove that.
So remove from everything that starts with in one opinion.
Yes. Leaving the
to everything that follows up to scripting the application.
Sorry. Take out everything from in one opinion to the word.
In one, just for the record, in one option.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. In one option, the rest of the paragraph up to the words in the application.
Okay. Done.
Two sentences get removed.
Right. So we go right from the sentence, but two proposals for bundling to support minority language applications. The two proposals for bundling are discussed below. And then, okay. Okay, in option A, We have 159 and 160, two choices. I would change a second ID-TLD to further IDN-TLDs. Simply not that simply takes out the restriction from two. Okay. Is there any other comment on option A? Okay. Okay, for option B, line 174 and 175. Okay, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Adobe Connect was kind of slow. You asked if there were any comments about A. The numbers just don't seem correct to me, but that's a point I made in the last call. Thank you.
Okay. Again, this is a snapshot. Of course, there's going to be more work. Okay. All right, for option B. All right, so 174 and 175 are kind of redundant given what we've just said. So I would start the sentence, for the purpose of application fee calculation, the two or more strings shall be considered as a single application. Is that a reasonable wording for that paragraph from 174 to 176?
I think so.
Okay, Carla, do you have that?
No, could you please repeat?
Okay.
That's option B?
For option B.
Yeah.
If, so take out everything between if and the words then.
Okay.
So the sentence becomes, for the purpose of application fee calculation, the two or more strings shall be considered as a single application.
Take out resource.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, I heard some. Did somebody else have comment? Okay. The wording for the rest of option B. Are we okay with that?
I don't think that's option B. I think that's their general statement.
Agree.
Okay.
The formatting may not make it clear, but in reading it, it applies to all options.
Correct.
Okay. So, Carla, could you, that paragraph that we just mentioned right there, could you indent that the same way as the option A has been indented?
Sure. So you want me to indent the working group advises and then...
No. The option B. Option B gets indented like option A.
Option B, for the purposes of application fee calculation, that sentence.
Okay.
Okay.
Evan, actually, option A is not indented. Fix the problem, we should indent both option A and option B.
Okay.
The bullets in option A were indented. If we indent both option A and option B, it works.
Okay. Now, Elaine has raised an extremely valid point in saying that considering the high-level nature of this document, that getting into specific discounts amounts is problematic, and I think I would agree with that. So for the lines that actually say, you know, for scripts with this to this many native users, blah, 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 is this not a level of detail that we can avoid in this snapshot going to the board? It appears to be controversial enough as it is. Can we at least suggest a sliding scale of discounts based on the number of users?
Yes.
Number of native speakers.
Yes.
Yes.
Elaine, are you... Elaine, are you okay with that?
Could you please repeat that? I heard several voices at once.
Okay. you made a very valid point about the going into far too much detail on this particular point compared to what we've done elsewhere, where we've taken a higher level approach. So I'm suggesting taking out those bullet points that say, you know, have specific discounts and specific numbers of native speakers. Just saying, okay. Carla, we're back on the first paragraph of option A.
Yes.
Okay. The first paragraph ends on the following basis. Are you there?
I am here, and I'm removing all of the bullet points for squares with, right?
We also need to change the end of that sentence.
Right.
So change on the following basis to on a sliding scale based on the number of native speakers of the script.
Okay. So I change on the following basis to on sliding scale based on the number of native speakers of the script.
Is everybody okay with that?
Did you have sliding scale or sliding discount scale?
I have sliding scale.
Okay, I think there should be sliding discount scale, and the expression native speakers of the script, it does not make sense in English. It's either speakers of the language or users of the script.
It should be users of the script. That's good catch.
Okay.
So you want native users of the script?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, so the changes are on sliding discount scale based on the number of native users of the script.
Now, Avery has just put into the chat, and Elaine has agreed with her, that we just yank out everything to do with bundling and put in a couple of lines saying there have been recommendations made on bundling that have not reached a level of agreement that permits documentation at this time. I would respectfully disagree with that because we have been able to document it right here. We have not achieved consensus on all of this, and we've made that clear in our note at the beginning of this point. But to say that we can't suggest that we can't document it sort of goes against the fact that we already have been able to. So I'm hoping that with the changes that we've made, if everybody is okay with the idea that we've taken out this specific detail about discount levels and number of users and essentially gone back to the high level and saying, you know, we'll iron out that detail later, but we're telling the board that we have an intention, I think the documentation that we've done here is sufficient. Elaine, do you really have a problem with us listing these options and telling the board that we have not achieved consensus on which ones?
The issue I have is that with significant work in figuring out what sort of discounts we would give to applicants that meet our criteria, we've not given any detail as to how we've formulated those figures or numbers. And so, you know, for me reading this document in whole, I gloss over the very basic, you know, single point, let's give a decremental fee structure. That doesn't explain anything. That doesn't say, you know, 50% up front and then 20% later and 10% later, where we have that sort of detail at the end of this document. So
okay,
I just ended removing
all that level of detail and going back to the 50,000-foot view.
Sounds good.
Okay. Got a couple of people to go. I appreciate your indulgence. We're already a half hour over this call. Let's see if we can go. So we are on to next steps, line 188. We're in the home stretch here. Does anyone have any problems with the way that we have worded the next steps? This appears to be The one point that might be contentious is the very last bullet point, that is, review the basis of the $100,000 application fee, base fee. Given that it was controversial at the very beginning of this document, you want to leave it in at the end and just say that the next steps include a review. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah, I can support leaving it in here.
Okay. Are there any comments, suggested changes to the next steps part of this?
Not to leave. Thank you.
Eric, are you okay with it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I have Alan saying okay. I have Eric saying okay. Andrew, Elaine, what's your take? Are you okay with the next step?
Okay.
Please? Elaine?
Yes.
Okay. If that is the case, I believe we are at the end of the document. Carla, if you could please send out a version to the list based on the changes we've talked about.
Will do.
Much appreciated. And thank you. We're at the end of the document and the end of this call. Thank you. It's been grueling, but very appreciated.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all, and I guess we will see you on Friday.
Thank you.
All, can we get an email confirming that there is a meeting at what time? It
yes.
is not listed on GNSO, and on the ALAC it's listed at the old time, not the new proposed time.
Okay.
Thank you.
You'll send that out, right, together with the notes from this meeting?
Yes, I'll talk to Giselle.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank